How's it going, everybody? My name's Ryan, and this is your Daily Nerd Diva. So one of my favorite movie series is Star Wars. Probably my favorite. And my favorite Star Wars movie, maybe not the most common choice, but it's Return of the Jedi. I've just always liked that movie since I was a little kid. I was thinking about this moment in the movie, and I think it's a very interesting one. It's one I didn't put a whole lot of weight into what's really happening. It's near the end of the movie. Luke is on the second Death Star. He has more or less defeated his father in their lightsaber battle. And he's now talking to Emperor Palpatine. And Palpatine begins to use the Force to use Force lightning on Luke to ultimately, presumably, try and kill him, because Luke has refused to kill his father and take his father's place. What ultimately happens, spoilers obviously, Luke's father, Anakin Skywalker, now Darth Vader, makes a choice. He turns on his master in the dark side of the Force. Emperor Palpatine picks him up and throws him over the barrier to save his son. He gives up on what he spent the last several decades doing. The man he's become, the relationships he's formed, he gives it all up for his son. And he does this willingly because his son needs him to. He needs to be saved, and Vader knows that if he gives up everything, even potentially his own life, he can save his son. It reminds me a lot of something I heard a pastor mention recently. He was talking about the words of Jesus in the 10th chapter of the book of John, starting in verse 14. I am the good shepherd, and know my sheep, and am known of mine. As the Father knoweth me, even so I know the Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep. And other sheep I have, which are not of this fold, them also I must bring. And they shall hear my voice, and there shall be one fold and one shepherd. Therefore doth my Father love me, because I lay down my life, that I might take it again. No man take it from me, but I lay it down of myself. I have power to lay it down, and I have power to take it again. This commandment have I received of my Father. Jesus is explaining a choice he is making. A choice to lay down his own life for all of us, for the rest of us, for literally everyone on this earth. He's making this choice. And it's not something... He knows it's a choice. He knows he's making a decision. Not to compare Jesus to Darth Vader so much, but they're making a decision to lay down their lives for those they care about most. In Vader's case, that's his son, Luke. In Anakin, I guess, his case. In Jesus' case, that's everyone. He willingly lays down his life for all of us. Of his own choice, of his own volition, he makes the sacrifice, literally of himself. He makes the sacrifice of himself for us, for our sins, for our choices, for our future. For those past, for those present, for those to come, he lays down his life for our sins. As the propitiation, as the sacrifice, as the forgiveness, the thing that achieves that forgiveness for us. I take it for granted that Jesus made this choice and he made the sacrifice, because I've been told this my whole life. But it's a sacrifice, I think, that had to be very difficult to do. It's one that I don't know what I would do in that moment. It's got to be a terrifying thought. I'm sure you know that you're saving everyone, but you're still making a choice. You're still making a sacrifice. You're still having to make that decision. And that he did it for all of us purely out of love is incredible. That's all the time we have for today. If you want to hear more Daily Nerd Devos every single weekday, subscribe to the podcast and come hang out with us on the Facebook group, The Nerd of God Squad. I'm Ryan for the Daily Nerd Devo, and until next time, remember, God made you special. And he loves you very much.